America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Have you ever lost a piece of luggage?
No.
Really?
Knock on everything around here. Never, never had luggage lost. You?
Oh, yes, of course.
Really?
Yeah, for as many times as I travel, you know, of course, I'm like going to be in the odds.
I would figure you'd be more of like an efficient packer, that you only take a carry-on.
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Are we like checking five or six bags?
So we were going to Paris one time. And
Texas? Paris, Texas?
Yes, Paris, Texas. Okay. And so we get down into the baggage claim, and as luck would have it, I have my bag, and Ian has his bag, but guess what?
Of course. Of course, your husband, Barry. Nowhere to be seen. No.
And so we had a layover in Heathrow.
Okay.
So British Airways, I call them up and they say, you know, we can't find the baggage. We think it's somewhere in London.
At least it's in the right continent.
Okay. And this is before AirTags. So 3 days go by. The poor guy has no clothes. So we had to like buy underwear and socks and everything that he needed. So on the third day, I'm looking at the Daily Mail newspaper. And on the front page of the Daily Mail, they're talking about the big luggage snafu at Heathrow.
Okay.
And they have a photo, and on the first row is Barry's bag.
Are you serious?
So I emailed that off to British Airways, and I said, found it.
It's just an international publication.
They actually have an acronym, BMPH. BMPH. Bags mishandled per 100.
Bumpf. Bumpf.
Yes.
Bumpf.
BMPH. Here's a fun fact. All airlines lose at least one bag for every 200 bags handled.
That's one flight.
Okay. Okay. So here are the top three airlines.
Okay. That lose them?
Yes. Okay. Coming in at number three, Alaska Airlines.
Which I'm flying in about a month.
Okay. United Airlines comes in at number two.
All right.
And who do you think number one is?
I want to say Southwest. I don't know why I want to, but I do. I want to say Southwest Airlines.
American Airlines.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good job, Southwest. Okay.
At nearly one in every 100 bags it handles loses.
How is that even possible?
Oh, my God.
They're just like number 99 and take number 100 and throw it over their back. Did you see that viral TikTok video of the woman who is filming outside of her airplane window, and she's just like, look at the trees, and there's the guys working on the plane, we're about to take off, and then she sees her bag, this unmistakable bright red bag on the okay. cart. She's like, oh my gosh, there's my bag. And then they take it off the cart and they put all the other bags in, and then they drive away, and it's just sitting there.
No way.
On the runway right next to the plane, and she's like, stewardess, my bag. And the plane starts backing up, and she's filming her bag just sitting there.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, talk about emotional baggage.
I loved it. That's a great one.
And on that happy note, welcome. It's Kim Commando today. It's your three times a week podcast about all things digital. And we like to have some fun here. I'm, of course, guess what? Kim Commando.
Oh. Yeah,
that's me.
It matches.
Let's see how that works. And then, of course, we have Andrew Babinski is here. Yay.
Hi. Hey,
yay.
Kim.
What are you going to be talking about?
Microsoft. They have figured out a way. And I actually agree with them. I think this is a foolproof strategy on how we will have our data protected. I think
really?
It's going to work.
It's a good one?
Yes.
Do we not use Microsoft products anymore?
That's part. You could.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, you could. No, they already have your data. They'll just lose it then. No, they've figured it out, and I think it's going
to
work.
So if you're listening to Kim Commando today as an audio podcast, we totally love that. But just a reminder that you can actually watch us do Kim Commando today, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 11:30 a.m. Pacific time, which is 2:30 p.m. on the East Coast. And if you are anywhere between Los Angeles and New York, it's up to you to figure out what time zone that is in.
Yeah. Flyover country?
12:30 or 1:30.
Yeah, one of those two.
Okay, one of those.
Hey, it's on demand. Watch it whenever you want.
And winfromkim.com. That's right. We're giving away a $799 iPhone 15, and you want that.
Is it doing better than the other one?
Oh, of course. You know, the Amazon gift card, that was just...
What a flop.
It was a total flop. It's like three people entered.
All from the same household?
Yes. And one of them was Barry. Winfromkim.com. Once again, that's winfromkim.com. Oh, we have a great video at the end.
I haven't seen it.
No, you're going to love it. You're
okay.
Okay, here are the top five things you need to know. It's happening about tech right now. And how old is the router in your house?
Not that old. Probably 3 years old.
Okay, that's good. Otherwise, it might be time to get a brand new router because they're saying like Chinese spies and Russian spies and scammers, they are tapping into old routers that don't get any more firmware updates.
Okay.
So that this way they can do denial of service attacks, send out their spam, you know. All kinds of bad stuff.
Now, I have one of those like mesh networks.
Yes.
If this was older, would it still be as vulnerable?
Right.
Okay.
Yes. You need to make sure that you have an up-to-date router.
How often do you recommend someone redoes their router?
Oh, you know, every couple of years.
Okay.
Every couple of years.
More often than probably people do. I mean, you just set that thing on top of a shelf.
It just keeps working and working.
Why replace it?
You know, if it's not broke, why fix it?
Exactly.
Right? The FDA just named the Apple Watch. This is actually a big deal. As an official medical device developmental tool.
That's cool.
You know what that means?
They can develop medical things on the watch because it's a tool?
You're so smart.
How did I figure that out?
Well, they're going to really be using it to detect AFib.
Okay.
And they're going to do a whole bunch of clinical trials because right now it already will detect AFib. But they say they probably can do more, and they're going to test the accuracy of the watch's EKG, ECG, whatever you want to call it. But if this passes the FDA, there's a whole other side benefit.
Which is?
Maybe you get your insurance to pay for it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yes.
Go and get a new watch and just use my HSA account.
That's it.
Love it.
This is really interesting to me. This gal is a romance writer. And she has her book all inside of Google Doc. Okay. 220,000 words.
That's a lot.
Okay. That's a lot of words. So Google sends her a note and says, you know, we can't have this on our servers.
What?
And it's inappropriate. They use the word inappropriate. So she thinks like, you know, it's kind of like maybe soft erotica. She thought it was like maybe a little too spicy.
Okay.
For Google Docs. And they just wiped it out.
They deleted her book?
Yes, because they said that, again, it was inappropriate. So then she did some investigating and said, like, well, what's going on with my Google Doc? It turns out that she was sharing it too many times. And because she was sharing it so many times, she's probably, like, charging people for it or something like that. Because she was just sharing too many times. Google said, oh, this must be, like, a scammer or a spammer. So we're just going to go ahead and delete the whole account.
Did she have a backup?
No.
No?
No.
That is heartbreaking.
Isn't it?
Now, did they delete it on everyone else's accounts that she shared it with?
It's gone.
It's totally gone.
Gone.
Forever.
Done.
And then just like that.
Boom.
Well, I guess that's a backup to using, a problem with using, you know, cloud backups. They own it. They own a part of it.
I was trying to do some research. I was trying to figure out like how many times she actually shared the Google Doc.
Right.
It must have been just a crap load. I mean, it has.
Is that a technical term?
It is.
It is.
It is. Right. Well, you know, because it's a
megabytes,
family.
Gigabytes, crap loads.
Well, because this is a family friendly podcast.
Sure.
So we can't really say what we want to say.
You look in the terms and condition, you may not share this a crap load of times.
Could you imagine? Speaking of Google, Google's so dead.
Oh, you've been calling this for months now.
They
now
are you're so dead.
It's like you're putting your heel in and now you're just turning it.
Oh,
why are they dead this time?
Well, this week, OpenAI, makers of ChatGPT, the, I don't know, $60 billion company,
okay,
said they're coming out with their own way to search the web.
Well, isn't that what you really do now?
Yeah, I mean, you are, because you're getting answers, but if you actually really wanted to, like, search the web, that they're going to be rolling out their own search tool.
Is it going to be free?
Well, it's always free. But
well,
then
the
you
older
don't wanna,
version is always
yeah,
free.
Yeah, the slow version right. that doesn't give you everything you want, mm-hmm. that's free.
Well, that's what Google is now, so I guess it would be equivalent.
Ooh, wow.
I'm just piling
ouch.
On.
You are a fan of the Cybertruck, coming in at number 5.
I do, and I got a huge Cybertruck fight over the weekend.
What happened?
We were driving to breakfast. We pull in, and Jennifer looks over, and she's like, oh, my God, there's that ugly truck. And that's
love
a
Jennifer.
Dead-on impression, by the way. And I'm like, it's different. It's cool. Every car looks the same. How many black and white small SUVs do you see driving around? It's at least something different. I think it's cool. It's ugly. No, it's and we just went started going back and forth.
You know what? She doesn't sound like that.
No, much deeper voice. Okay. But it was orange, and that was her big thing. And this is the first time I had seen the Cybertruck in any color. But
well,
silver.
They must have wrapped it.
Yes, because you can't paint it, right?
No.
But it was dark, like burnt orange. And I just think it's cool. I think it's different. I like the fact that they went out and they did something different.
Okay. So who won the argument?
I lost, obviously.
Well, there's a guy on YouTube, of course, always looking for more views.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jeremy Judkins.
I think I saw this video.
And he wanted to test the safety sensor on the Cybertruck's front trunk, otherwise known as a
frunk.
Okay.
But we already know that the sensor doesn't work.
Well, you know, Jeremy decided after seeing like carrots getting smashed right. and zucchinis and all these other things getting smashed into two, when we see what happens, there's a sensor. So that when the Cybertruck senses that there's something there, it shouldn't close.
Is he saying, well, it's going to cut a carrot, but it obviously won't cut well, a human body.
Let's look at the video.
No.
There's a line on it. Nothing too bad.
That's his
Everybody's
hand.
Everybody's been
okay,
waiting
that was
for
his
this.
Hand.
The finger. Without
no.
further ado.
Mm. Holy smokes. Dude.
I yeah. feared for my finger for a second.
So did I.
That's kind of bad. And you can see my
He's
finger
shaking.
Is shaking.
Oh, I know. Oh.
What a dummy.
Okay, would you do that?
Not in a billion years.
Okay.
I mean, I saw all the videos last month where people were putting in there and it wouldn't stop.
Okay.
It was slicing carrots, like you said.
Now, apparently, when you try to close the frunk multiple times, it thinks that you're trying to shut it and slams it even harder.
Okay, so it's trying to help you, but it's not helping okay. at all.
This is not the safety feature isn't really working. So just as a PSA for anybody who's listening and watching to the podcast, don't be a dope.
No.
Okay?
I really thought he was going to lose his finger.
Okay, your finger's going to get, and your hand's going to get frunked up.
You can't point at someone and say, my truck is not ugly if you don't have your finger.
This is frunked up.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. It's your 3 times a week fun podcast about all things digital. Just a reminder, this is not the Kim Komando show. If you want to get the Kim Komando show, well, that's what you got to get. It's called the Kim Komando show. Okay. You can find that on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. And it's also a perk of your Kim Komando membership as part of like that whole community that we have of really just wonderful people like Arturo Torres.
I love Arturo Torres.
And Gary.
Do you think he's part of the community?
Oh.
Do you think Arturo sits at his computer and goes, I've got to log in to the Kim Komando community so I can listen to Kim Komando today and the Kim Komando show.
I'm telling you, Arturo Torres, he's like, hey, you know, I'm Arturo, all right?
Right.
I mean, what do you want?
Like okay. But we're not going to ruin it. I love the romantic.
So just, you know, sign
voice.
Up for the show. We love yeah. you for that. And that's the each hour without commercials, because it's commercial free, is about 40 minutes or so.
Okay.
And so you get all 3 hours. And then we throw in the bonus hour. You know the bonus hour?
Yes, I do.
That's the WLS hour.
Correct.
So Microsoft, what are they going to be doing?
So Microsoft has been under attack. The Chinese tried to hack into Microsoft. The Russians successfully hacked into Microsoft. And The stockholders and the shareholders, they're upset. So are the board members.
Okay.
And they're trying to figure out a way, how are we going to be able to keep this secure? The people trust us with their information.
Lots of it.
Yes.
And lots of people.
Billions. Okay. How we have to figure out a way, because we cannot let this continue to happen. I even said it on the show last week. I was like, why doesn't the government step in? And if these companies can't protect our information, we just won't allow them to save it anymore.
Right.
If you prove that you can't protect it, then you're just not going to be able to save it. Well, they have a solution. Pay.
Pay.
The bonus structures for CEOs, managers, and all high-ranking officials in the Microsoft company will be tied to security.
Oh, so if they get hacked?
They don't get their bonus.
Oh.
That's ruthless.
That is ruthless.
Now, if you're the CEO, you know, if you're in charge of, you know, Instagram reels, should your bonus really be tied to the security of the company? Obviously not. But Microsoft is trying to prove how important it is and how much they want to protect your data, and they're tying it to compensation.
Did they give you any idea, when you read the story, anything about like how much a bonus is?
No, it's only going to be a portion, a percentage of the bonus. Obviously, you know, these managers and these tech companies have huge bonuses annually. But it will be everyone, according to what is being leaked. And they're not saying, you know, what actually has to happen for them not to get their bonus. If it has to be like major, where it's 25,000 people.
You know, it has to be
people.
Some big money. Because, I mean, I know two guys in their like late 30s, early 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both, they work for Microsoft. They're both making like $400,000, $500,000 a year.
After bonuses?
Before bonuses. This
oh, wow.
Salary.
Okay. So the bonuses are going to be huge.
Pretty substantial.
And I don't know if it's going to work, but it's definitely sending a message to your company and sending a message to the consumer that this is important, and the people that are responsible for keeping your data secure won't get paid if they don't do it.
Meanwhile, Elon Musk is sitting in the corner saying, does that have to do with my $56 billion package? I still can't believe he wants to make $56 billion a year.
What's wrong with that?
I would take the job for $4.2 billion.
Look at that. Oh, my God. It's not even 10%.
I know. So, you know, so if anybody is listening or watching and you're on the board of any of Elon Musk's companies, I just want to let you know that it would be a struggle for me. It would be.
You'd make a sacrifice?
I would.
But don't you think you'd look cheap? You're coming in so low.
No, because I would say, you know what? We could take the extra $10 billion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take 4.2. We could give $10 billion to, why don't we just give it to like charities?
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
We could help.
How did you go from 56 to 4? Where did you hit the 4.2 billion number?
I just felt like a good number to me.
Yeah.
You know, it had like that nice like feng shui.
Oh, okay. It's not that your value is this is your life goal to have $4.2 billion?
No, my life goal is to get $56 billion. but once I get in there,
yeah.
We start.
It's a lot easier to get to 56 once you have four.
Exactly.
All right. So if you're hiring, if you hear this is her plea, she's saying only $4.2 billion. That's a 90% savings. It's huge.
Come on over.
Sign her up.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. Be sure that you like, comment, share. I forgot to tell people to do that.
Yeah.
Why the heck could we stop that?
Because you're trying to sell the, give away the iPhone and sell the show. But the podcast needs people to help the algorithm.
Yes.
By sharing with someone you know.
That's true.
If you're watching us on YouTube, youtube.com/Kim Komando
right.
is the best, easiest way to share is just hit the little share button. If you like the show, someone you know is going to like it.
Just one person.
Yeah, just one.
That's all.
Just but you also got to like it, and you got to comment. Say hello. We read every single comment that you guys send in through the chat in all platforms. But also, you can go ahead and follow. I mean, if you don't want to look at your clock and figure out when we're going live, just let YouTube do all the work for you. Simply follow the show.
They'll do that. So speaking of reading everything, I do read, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
I read every single email.
Everyone.
Everyone.
You personally. It's not like you have your staff do it.
No, I look at everything.
Because I'll just get a text out of nowhere of you screenshotting it. I'm like, Kim, you're screenshotting. That means you're on your phone reading all the comments and letters. Okay. Yeah, not even sitting at your desk.
No. So every once in a while, a good one comes across.
Okay.
And this is from PW in Oklahoma. Kim, I've been cyberstalked for 3 years. I recently discovered it was my roommate. I moved out and he's launched another attack. He's on my and my fiance's phones, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, everything. He's stolen our financial data, photos, erased accounts, taken over emails, and harassed us through VoIP.
Oh my gosh.
I get disappearing messages. I've had my phone wiped. Texts don't reach their destination. He has rerouted our contact phone numbers. Could you imagine the hell this is for this person?
And the fact that it's your roommate.
Okay. He now has admitted to sitting outside our house all night. I thought he was spying on me, but now I know that he's gaining access through our Wi-Fi. Years of my life have been ruled by fear, anger, sadness, and confusion. I can't take it anymore. I don't have the resources to hire somebody. I really can't do this. I need your expert advice and help terribly. In Oklahoma. I don't want to say who the person is.
Sure. It's awful.
So I know where to start, but what do you think?
First thing I would do is go get a new SIM card in my phone.
For sure.
I mean, because if he's getting access to all of your information, pictures, contacts, he's probably in there through the SIM card. Or the SIM card would at least block his path. So that and that's free.
Right.
You could go to your internet, your phone provider, and say, hey, this is going on. They'll just switch out the SIM card.
It's not a big deal.
You can change your phone number. Not a big deal. So that was the first thing I would do. Second thing I would do is I would replace my router. If he's in on your Wi-Fi.
A lot of people don't do the router.
Right.
They forget about that.
And if he's in through the Wi-Fi, he's in on the router. That's going to give him he might be able to break the new router. He might be able to still have another way in. But at least these are two paths that you know for a fact he's getting access to you. And those are points I would change.
Now, you could reset the router.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's smart enough, though.
Yeah. And see, with the router, is that you can always set up remote access.
Right.
So they could have gotten in there and then set up the remote access, which basically gives them full reign.
Right. They're living in there. No matter how many times you change the lock on the front door, they're living in the house already.
You want to change all your passwords,
mm-hmm.
change all your passcodes, your pins, right?
But so far, we haven't, except for the router, I mean, nothing's really cost any money yet.
Yeah. It's just time, effort, energy.
Oh, tons of time.
You know, all your smart devices, you know, think about smart thermostats,
mm-hmm.
printers, appliances.
Now, we got to replace all of these or just change the security on them?
Change everything. Change everything. I mean, this poor person has been going on for 3 years.
That's a long time.
And then, you know, I would also recommend being a liar.
Being a liar?
When it comes time for you to, like, maybe answer certain questions,
mm-hmm.
if this person might know the answer to security questions.
Right.
You know, or have, because they might have access to 2FA. I mean, you got to, I would change all my bank accounts.
Well, if they have disappearing messages, they absolutely have 2FA access.
Yes, that's true.
Absolutely. They'll probably have your phone cloned somewhere and they're watching every single thing you do on it. It's a nightmare.
This is a complete nightmare. And you know, and what's sad about it is I get these notes, I don't know, I bet you, a dozen times a week.
Bad?
Where it's this bad.
Or some, even any degree of it is bad.
No. There's one that I'm hoping, guy's in Kentucky, and I'm hoping that he actually calls into the show this week. The person across the street, he thinks it's a person who lives right across the street, brand new to the community.
Okay.
They live in a really small town. Everybody knows everybody. And he's having similar type of things that are going on.
Now, we haven't brought up the authorities, like
the police. They're not going to do anything.
But what a protection order.
I mean, well, you know, you might want to file police or just a police report just so that it's on the record.
Right. So you have, and if you get a protection order and it includes digital access, I mean, then it may lead to some sort of charge, right?
Yeah, but I'll tell you, the problem with the police department is that they have so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that there are people who are being stalked 100%. But then there are people with mental issues that they mm-hmm. think they're being stalked. And they're not.
Hard to differentiate.
Yeah. And so, you know, and I've heard from both. I mean, there was the guy who called into the show, and he swore that as he was walking across the street, the kids that were looking at him and making fun of him, that they were actually able to see what was on his phone.
Just with their blind eyes?
Yes. They could see. Well, they, and they're, because their phones were tapped into his phone.
Okay.
Okay. He didn't know them, had never seen them before, but was convinced 100% that they knew everything that was going on. They knew his name. They knew where he worked, and they were making fun of him. Mm-hmm. And then he went into the store, and the clerk in, it was like a hardware store, and the clerk in the hardware store, as soon as he walked in, said his name. So he thought that the kids had told the store clerk everything about what was on his phone. So that's why the store clerk knew his first name. And I said to him, I said, well, I find this really hard to believe.
Sure.
That all this is going on. And the store clerk, when she said, hey, buddy, how are you? Your first name is Buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like your first name being Dude. Hey, dude, ooh, we've met.
So
did you help him realize that this was like extreme paranoia? Did he have a guilty conscience of the things that was on his phone that they would have reason to laugh at him?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. No idea. And, you know, just, and then, you know, and then, so I told him that he needed to go to a higher authority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Therapist.
Yeah. And that, you know, that I, there's only so much that I could do.
Right.
And he needs to go to someplace.
But I'm sure 3 years ago, the person who sent in this letter, they were thought it was illogical that
for
all
sure.
their stuff was being accessed. There's no way that they have all this access, but turns out they do.
So if you want to send me your question, you can do that. Head over to commando.com, and there's a link that says, I know, we make it really hard. It says, email Kim.
Who came up with that?
I know.
It's genius.
And I know. And I know that people like to leave me their questions all over the world. I mean, all over social media. It's like, you know, I get DMs. And mm-hmm. it's like, but this is like, I know it's old school, but it's just like one place where I can focus. I can get it right there.
Yeah. We read everything, but your best odds is to send an email.
Yeah, because that's where you know that I'm actually going to see it, not right. somebody who's just like, you know, handling our social media.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. It's your fun podcast. I'm Kim, and that's Andrew.
Hi, I'm Andrew.
And if you're not already getting our free newsletter, you can sign up over at getkim.com. That's getkim.com. Or I'm going to give you one better. Go to winfromkim.com. Because if you do that, you're going to sign up for the free newsletter, which, by the way, over 500,000 people get every single day.
Even Yahoo and AOL users.
Yes, even though you should probably go to Gmail. But that's just, it's kind of a sore point with me.
I know.
That they just like, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, she's a spammer.
Blocked. But it was only a couple people.
It was like 125,000, I mean,
God.
Of my closest friends.
But get the newsletter.
Yes, you're going to love it. Winfromkim.com.
All so right. TikTok may be going away, right? We may be a year away from TikTok not existing in the United States. A lot of things could happen that could change that. But right now, that's the path we're set. So Instagram wants to make Reels and Instagram more like TikTok. So in case they go away, TikTok users have a place to go.
Correct.
And they're actually helping us out. They're literally helping the consumer out, especially someone like you, Kim. Remember like a couple of years ago, maybe it was like 6 or 7 years ago, you were in a bad mood. And I was like, what's going on? And you're like, we posted a video last month, 50,000 views. We post another one, 50,000 views. Now we post one, 2,200 views. They're not even showing my videos to the people that follow me unless I pay them.
I can't stand it.
And you were so upset. That's going away.
Really?
Instagram is going to have reels and videos and posts go to your followers. That's why people follow you. Because they want to see your stuff.
They're not going to put something up and say, you can promote or boost this post.
You still have the ability to promote and boost.
There we go.
But your followers will see it. May not be all in the first day. Maybe not be all in the first 5 hours of posting. But they are going to push the content of your followers to your followers. They're also going to get rid of these fake accounts, these bot accounts.
I hate those.
That are reposting over and over and over again other people's videos.
My stuff.
Absolutely.
I hate it.
So what they're going to do is, if one of these, they call them theme pages. I don't know why they call them theme pages. It sounds like a nice name you give to a crook. But someone who steals a video off of Instagram, Instagram's algorithm and their AI software is going to be able to notice that they're their exact same videos. They're also going to be able to know which one was posted first, who was the original creator.
They should have all that.
And all the likes and shares are going to be transferred to the original video.
Nice.
So these theme accounts, these repost accounts, it's going to take a while, but they're slowly and surely going to stop getting any attention and they're going to die.
Nice.
One other thing Instagram is doing is that if you're a small poster, if you only have 80 followers, 50 followers, you're still going to have a chance to go viral. They are going to show everybody's video
really
to some of the audience. And if it gets traction, they're going to push it. They're not just going to push the big accounts, the paid accounts, the big name accounts. They're trying to copy TikTok.
And then they'll go back to saying, you have to pay to boost.
Well, only if you lose money, yes. Okay. If they lose $1, this will all go away.
That's it. All right. Speaking of videos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, it's pretty hard as a salesperson to get through to a prospect now.
Did you know that salespeople is the number three position in the United States that is understaffed?
Yeah, I know. We're hiring.
I didn't even realize that. I thought there were salespeople everywhere.
Well, and it gets really difficult. Because, like, let's say we're looking for somebody to advertise in the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we find a company, and then you have to go to LinkedIn, and maybe you'd figure out like who's in charge.
Right.
You can pay for a service like Zoom Info, and that's like $5,000 a year. So you get somebody's name and their email address and maybe a cell phone number. People don't answer their phones anymore.
No.
Okay, people don't respond to emails.
Mm-mm.
Okay, they're tired of getting DMs.
Right.
Okay. So how do you get your pitch in front of a prospect? How can you do that? Listen to this video. Watch this video.
This is the most brilliant cold emailing hack you will ever see. Take a list of email addresses that you want to sell to and attach your sales pitch. Upload them to PayPal and send them all 2 cents each, even better if they don't have a PayPal account. Now, PayPal will remind them every 2 days with your sales pitch attached to log into PayPal or create a PayPal account. So PayPal is acting as your salesperson without you having to lift a finger. Follow me for more sales hacks like this.
I mean, that's hilarious, but I'm going to think it's a scam.
And I'm going to get so pissed off that you did this to me. I fell for it.
And every 2 days, Kim Commando wants to send you 2 cents. Log in to make sure you get your 2 cents every 2 days.
I got one the other day.
Did you really?
No, not from this.
Oh, okay.
But I got one the other day that said, you need to read this now.
Of course.
And I was like, I opened it.
Yeah, it worked.
Okay. It's awful.
They got the click through.
Okay. Speaking of sales,
mm-hmm.
You know, William Shatner,
mm-hmm.
He has a new line of women's lingerie.
Really? Does he now?
But the sales are not going so good.
What happened?
Maybe Shatner Panties wasn't the best name.
I'm using that one. That's great.
Can I call that one in?
Oh, so yeah. No, we can't air that one on. Oh. Okay, easy.
Okay.
It's a good joke. We only take bad jokes on Bad Joke Friday.
Shatner Panties.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.